English 900, Book 4, Tape 1A, Making Plans. Listen, what do you plan to do tomorrow? I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow. Please excuse me for a little while. I want to do something. I imagine I'll do some work instead of going to the movies. Will it be convenient for you to explain your plans to him? There's nothing to do because tomorrow is a holiday. What's your brother planning to do tomorrow? He can't decide what to do. It's difficult to make a decision without knowing all the facts. We're trying to plan our future. That's a good idea. I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains. Would you consider going north this summer? If there's a chance you'll go, I'd like to go with you. After you think it over, please let me know what you decide. Now, repeat. What do you plan to do tomorrow? I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow. Please excuse me for a little while. I want to do something. I imagine I'll do some work instead of going to the movies. Will it be convenient for you to explain your plans to him? There's nothing to do because tomorrow is a holiday. What's your brother planning to do tomorrow? He can't decide what to do. It's difficult to make a decision without knowing all the facts. We're trying to plan our future. That's a good idea. I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains. Would you consider going north this summer? If there's a chance you'll go, I'd like to go with you. After you think it over, please let me know what you decide. Intonation. Listen and repeat. What do you plan to do tomorrow? I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow. Please excuse me for a little while. I want to do something. I imagine I'll do some work instead of going to the movies. Will it be convenient for you to explain your plans to him? There's nothing to do because tomorrow is a holiday. What's your brother planning to do tomorrow? He can't decide what to do. It's difficult to make a decision without knowing all the facts. We're trying to plan our future. That's a good idea. I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains. Would you consider going north this summer? If there's a chance you'll go, I'd like to go with you. After you think it over, please let me know what you decide. Verb study. Listen. 1. Plan to. Try to. What do you plan to do tomorrow?
I'm not planning to go to the mountains.
She tries to speak French.
We're trying to plan our future.
We tried to go with them. 2. Decide. Make a decision. He can't decide what to do.
She always decides things without knowing all the facts.
It's difficult to make a decision
We made a decision yesterday.
3. Doubt. I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow.
She doubts that she'll go with us.
They doubted that they would go with her. 4. Imagine. I imagine I'll do some work.
She imagines she'll go to the movie tomorrow.
I can't imagine where my brother is. 5. Explain. Will it be convenient for you to explain your plans?
Did you explain your plans to him?
They're explaining their plans to us now. 6. Spend. I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains.
He spends each summer in the mountains.
I spent 3 days in the mountains. 7. Consider. Would you consider going north this summer?
She's considering going north this summer.
They considered going with us. 8. Let. Please let me know what you decide.
We let them know yesterday.
She lets me know where she's going every summer. Now, repeat. 1. Plan to. Try to. What do you plan to do tomorrow?
I'm not planning to go to the mountains.
She tries to speak French.
We're trying to plan our future.
We tried to go with them. 2. Decide. Make a decision. He can't decide what to do.
She always decides things without knowing all the facts.
It's difficult to make a decision.
We made a decision yesterday.
3. Doubt. I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow.
She doubts that she'll go with us.
They doubted that they would go with her. 4. Imagine. I imagine I'll do some work.
She imagines she'll go to the movie tomorrow.
I can't imagine where my brother is. 5. Explain. Will it be convenient for you to explain your plans?
Did you explain your plans to him?
They're explaining their plans to us now. I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains.
He spends each summer in the mountains.
I spent 3 days in the mountains. 7. Consider. Would you consider going north this summer?
She's considering going north this summer.
They considered going with us. 8. Let. Please let me know what you decide.
We let them know yesterday.
She lets me know where she's going every summer. Now, review the base sentences. Listen and repeat. What do you plan to do tomorrow? What do you plan to do tomorrow? I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow. I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow. Please excuse me for a little while. I want to do something. Please excuse me for a little while. I want to do something. I imagine I'll do some work instead of going to the movies. I imagine I'll do some work instead of going to the movies. Will it be convenient for you to explain your plans to him? Will it be convenient for you to explain your plans to him? There's nothing to do because tomorrow is a holiday. There's nothing to do because tomorrow is a holiday. What's your brother planning to do tomorrow? What's your brother planning to do tomorrow? He can't decide what to do. He can't decide what to do. It's difficult to make a decision without knowing all the facts. It's difficult to make a decision without knowing all the facts. We're trying to plan our future. We're trying to plan our future. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains. I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains. Would you consider going north this summer? Would you consider going north this summer? If there's a chance you'll go, I'd like to go with you. If there's a chance you'll go, I'd like to go with you. After you think it over, please let me know what you decide. After you think it over, please let me know what you decide. Now, review the bird study. Listen and repeat. 1. Plan to. Try to. What do you plan to do tomorrow?
I'm not planning to go to the mountains.
She tries to speak French.
We're trying to plan our future.
We tried to go with them. 2. Decide. Make a decision. He can't decide what to do.
She always decides things without knowing all the facts.
It's difficult to make a decision.
We made a decision yesterday.
3. Doubt. I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow.
She doubts that she'll go with us.
They doubted that they would go with her. 4. Imagine. I imagine I'll do some work.
She imagines she'll go to the movies tomorrow.
I can't imagine where my brother is.
Substitution drills. Listen and repeat the following sentences. 1. What do you plan to do tomorrow?
What do you propose to do tomorrow?
What do you intend to do tomorrow?
What do you expect to do tomorrow?
2. I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow.
I doubt that I'll go anyplace tomorrow.
I doubt that I'll go anywhere tomorrow.
I doubt that I'll see anybody tomorrow.
I doubt that I'll see anyone tomorrow. 3. Please excuse me. I want to do something.
Please excuse me. I want to go someplace.
Please excuse me. I want to see somebody.
Please excuse me. I want to see someone.
4. I imagine I'll do some work instead of going to the movies.
I imagine I'll get some sleep instead of going to the movies.
I imagine I'll entertain some friends instead of going to the movies.
I imagine I'll visit some friends instead of going to the movies.
I imagine I'll stay home instead of going to the movies.
I imagine I'll watch television instead of going to the movies.
I imagine I'll read a novel instead of going to the movies. 5. Will it be convenient for you to explain your plan?
Will it be possible for you to explain your plan?
Will it be important for you to explain your plans?
Will it be necessary for you to explain your plans?
Will it be essential for you to explain your plans? 6. There's nothing to do because tomorrow is a holiday.
There's no place to go because tomorrow is a holiday.
There's nobody to see because tomorrow is a holiday.
There's no one to see because tomorrow is a holiday.
7. What's your brother planning to do tomorrow?
Where's your brother planning to go tomorrow?
Who's your brother planning to see tomorrow?
What time is your brother planning to leave tomorrow?
8. He can't decide what to do.
He can't decide where to go.
He can't decide who to see.
He can't decide what time to leave.
He can't decide when to go. 9. It's difficult to make a decision without knowing all the facts.
It's hard to make a decision without knowing all the facts.
It's easy to make a decision without knowing all the facts.
It's impossible to make a decision without knowing all the facts.
It's foolish to make a decision without knowing all the facts. 10. We're trying to plan our future.
We're attempting to plan our future.
We're making an attempt to plan our future.
We're trying our best to plan our future.
11. That's a good idea.
That's an excellent idea.
That's a wonderful idea.
That's a marvelous idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
That's a practical idea.
That's not a good idea. 12. I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains.
I'm hoping to spend a few days at the seashore.
I'm hoping to spend a few days on the beach.
I'm hoping to spend a few days along the coast.
I'm hoping to spend a few days by the sea. 13. Would you consider going north this summer?
Would you consider going south this summer?
Would you consider going east this summer?
Would you consider going west this summer?
14. I wouldn't consider going there this summer.
I wouldn't consider going up north this summer.
I wouldn't consider going down south this summer.
I wouldn't consider going out west this summer.
I wouldn't consider going back east this summer. 15. If there's a chance you'll go, I'd like to go with you.
If there's a possibility you'll go, I'd like to go with you.
16. After you think it over, please let me know your decision.
After you think about it, please let me know your decision.
After you give it some thought, please let me know your decision.
After you consider it, please let me know your decision.
After you talk it over, please let me know your decision.
After you talk about it, please let me know your decision.
17. I'll go to bed early instead of watching television.
I'll go to bed early instead of entertaining some friends.
I'll go to bed early instead of doing some work.
I'll go to bed early instead of reading a novel.
I'll go to bed early instead of going to the movies. 18. I can't make a decision without knowing the facts.
I can't make a decision without thinking it over.
I can't make a decision without talking it over.
I can't make a decision without considering it.
Listen and repeat the following sentences. 1. What do you plan to do tomorrow?
What do you propose to do tomorrow?
What do you intend to do tomorrow? 2. I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow.
I doubt that I'll go anyplace tomorrow.
I doubt that I'll go anywhere tomorrow. 3. Please excuse me. I want to do something.
Please excuse me. I want to go someplace.
Please excuse me. I want to see somebody. 4. I imagine I'll do some work instead of going to the movies.
I imagine I'll get some sleep instead of going to the movies.
I imagine I'll entertain some friends instead of going to the movies. 5. Will it be convenient for you to explain your plans?
Will it be possible for you to explain your plans?
Will it be important for you to explain your plans? 6. There's nothing to do because tomorrow is a holiday.
There's no place to go because tomorrow is a holiday.
There's nobody to see because tomorrow is a holiday. 7. What's your brother planning to do tomorrow?
Where's your brother planning to go tomorrow?
Who's your brother planning to see tomorrow? 8. He can't decide what to do.
He can't decide where to go.
He can't decide who to see. 9. It's difficult to make a decision without knowing all the facts.
It's hard to make a decision without knowing all the facts.
It's easy to make a decision without knowing all the facts. 10. We're trying to plan our future.
We're attempting to plan our future.
We're making an attempt to plan our future. 11. That's a good idea.
That's an excellent idea.
That's a wonderful idea. 12. I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains.
I'm hoping to spend a few days at the seashore.
I'm hoping to spend a few days on the beach. 13. Would you consider going north this summer?
Would you consider going south this summer?
14. I wouldn't consider going there this summer.
I wouldn't consider going up north this summer.
15. If there's a chance you'll go, I'd like to go with you.
If there's a possibility you'll go, I'd like to go with you.
16. After you think it over, please let me know your decision.
After you think about it, please let me know your decision.
17. I'll go to bed early instead of watching television.
I'll go to bed early instead of entertaining some friends.
18. I can't make a decision without knowing the facts.
I can't make a decision without thinking it over.
Conversation. Dialogue 1. Making plans. Listen.
Jim, let's start making plans for our vacation.
But Mary, I don't get my vacation until July. That's not for 6 months.
And 6 months is not a very long time. Before you know it, July will be here and we won't be prepared.
Well, where do you want to go?
I don't know. Maybe we should go to a tourist agency and get some travel folders.
That's a good idea. I'll get some in June.
Now, repeat each sentence.
Jim, let's start making plans for our vacation.
But Mary, I don't get my vacation until July. That's not for 6 months.
And 6 months is not a very long time. Before you know it, July will be here, and we won't be prepared.
Well, where do you want to go?
I don't know. Maybe we should go to a tourist agency and get some travel folders.
That's a good idea. I'll get some in June.
Dialogue 2. Making plans. Listen.
What are your plans for the weekend, Hal?
The office is having a holiday picnic at Lone Lake. I decided to go there.
That's a wonderful idea.
Why don't you come with me? You know almost everyone in my office, and we can bring our friends.
Thanks, Hal. But I'm going to Philadelphia for the weekend.
That's a long trip just for the weekend.
Yes, I know. But I'm getting married, and I don't want to miss my wedding.
Now, repeat each sentence.
What are your plans for the weekend, Hal?
The office is having a holiday picnic at Long Lake. I've decided to go there.
That's a wonderful idea.
Why don't you come with me? You know almost everyone in my office, and we can bring our friends.
Thanks, Hal, but I'm going to Philadelphia for the weekend.
That's a long trip just for the weekend.
English 900, Book 4, Take 2A, Making Decisions. Listen, I'm anxious to know what your decision is. I'm confident you've made the right choice. I want to persuade you to change your mind. Will you accept my advice? What have you decided? I've definitely decided to go to California. He didn't want to say anything to influence my decision. She refuses to make up her mind. I assume you've decided against buying a new car. It took him a long time to make up his mind. You can go whenever you wish. We're willing to accept your plan. He knows it's inconvenient, but he wants to go anyway. According to Mr. Green, this is a complicated problem. She insists that it doesn't make any difference to her. Now, repeat. I'm anxious to know what your decision is. I'm confident you've made the right choice. I want to persuade you to change your mind. Will you accept my advice? What have you decided? I've definitely decided to go to California. He didn't want to say anything to influence my decision. She refuses to make up her mind. I assume you've decided against buying a new car. It took him a long time to make up his mind. You can go whenever you wish. We're willing to accept your plan. He knows it's inconvenient, but he wants to go anyway. According to Mr. Green, this is a complicated problem. She insists that it doesn't make any difference to her. Intonation. Listen, then repeat. I'm anxious to know what your decision is. I'm confident you've made the right choice. I want to persuade you to change your mind. Will you accept my advice? What have you decided? I've definitely decided to go to California. He didn't want to say anything to influence my decision. She refuses to make up her mind. I assume you've decided against buying a new car. It took him a long time to make up his mind. You can go whenever you wish. We're willing
to accept your plan. He knows it's inconvenient, but he wants to go anyway. According to Mr. Green, this is a complicated problem. She insists that it doesn't make any difference to her. Verb study. Listen. 1. Be anxious to. I'm anxious to know what your decision is.
We were anxious to know what your decision was.
Are you anxious to go to California? 2. Change one's mind. Make up one's mind. She often changes her mind.
We changed our minds and decided not to go to California.
They've already made up their minds.
She makes up her mind, and then she changes her mind.
3. Refuse to. Be willing to. They refuse to go to California.
He refused to go to the movies last night.
Are you willing to accept my plan?
She wasn't willing to accept our decision.
4. Persuade. Influence. I want to persuade you to change your mind.
They persuaded us to buy a new car.
He didn't want to say anything to influence my decision.
Bill influenced my decision.
5. Accept. Will you accept my advice?
We accepted their advice in buying a new car.
I can't accept your decision. 6. Say. He didn't want to say anything to influence me.
She says that she plans to spend 2 days in the mountains.
Yesterday we said that we planned to buy a new car. 7. Assume. I assume you've decided against buying a new car.
She assumes we're not going to California this year.
Why did you assume we were going to California? 8. Insist on. She insists that it doesn't make any difference to her.
He insisted that it didn't make any difference to him.
Why do you insist on going to the mountains?
They insisted on buying a new car.
Now, repeat. 1. Be anxious to. I'm anxious to know what your decision is.
We were anxious to know what your decision was.
Are you anxious to go to California? 2. Change one's mind. Make up one's mind. She often changes her mind.
We changed our minds and decided not to go to California.
They've already made up their minds.
She makes up her mind, and then she changes her mind.
3. Refuse to. Be willing to. They refuse to go to California.
He refused to go to the movies last night.
Are you willing to accept my plan?
She wasn't willing to accept our decision.
4. Persuade. Influence. I want to persuade you to change your mind.
They persuaded us to buy a new car.
He didn't want to say anything to influence my decision.
Bill influenced my decision.
5. Accept. Will you accept my advice?
We accepted their advice in buying a new car.
I can't accept your decision. 6. Say. He didn't want to say anything to influence me.
She says that she plans to spend 2 days in the mountains.
Yesterday we said that we planned to buy a new car. 7. Assume. I assume you've decided against buying a new car.
She assumes we're not going to California this year.
Why did you assume we were going to California? 8. Insist on. She insists that it doesn't make any difference to her.
He insisted that it didn't make any difference to him.
Why do you insist on going to the mountains?
They insisted on buying a new car.
Now, review the base sentences from Unit 1. Listen and repeat. What do you plan to do tomorrow?
I doubt that I'll do anything tomorrow.
Please excuse me for a little while. I want to do something. I imagine I'll do some work instead of going to the movies.
Will it be convenient for you to explain your plans to him?
There's nothing to do because tomorrow is a holiday.
What's your brother planning to do tomorrow?
He can't decide what to do. It's difficult to make a decision without knowing all the facts.
We're trying to plan our future.
That's a good idea.
I'm hoping to spend a few days in the mountains.
Would you consider going north this summer?
If there's a chance you'll go, I'd like to go with you.
After you think it over, please let me know what you decide.
Now, review the base sentences from Unit 2. Listen and repeat.
I'm anxious to know what your decision is.
I'm confident you've made the right choice.
I want to persuade you to change your mind.
Will you accept my advice?
What have you decided?
I've definitely decided to go to California.
He didn't want to say anything to influence my decision.
She refuses to make up her mind.
I assume you've decided against buying a new car.
It took him a long time to make up his mind.
You can go whenever you wish.
We're willing to accept your plan.
He knows it's inconvenient, but he wants to go anyway.
According to Mr. Green, this is a complicated problem.
She insists that it doesn't make any difference to her.
Substitution drills. Listen and repeat the following sentences. 1. I'm anxious to know what your decision is.
I'm curious to know what your decision is.
I'm surprised to know what your decision is.
I'm astonished to know what your decision is.
2. I'm confident you've made the right choice.
I'm sure you've made the right choice.
I'm positive you've made the right choice.
I'm certain you've made the right choice.
I'm satisfied you've made the right choice. Three, I want to persuade you to change your mind.
I want to get you to change your mind.
I want to beg you to change your mind.
I want to urge you to change your mind.
I want to force you to change your mind. Four, will you accept my advice?
Will you accept my decision?
Will you accept my judgment?
Will you accept my explanation?
Will you accept my sympathy? Five, what have you decided? Will you tell me?
What has she decided? Will you tell me?
What has he decided? Will you tell me? Six, I've definitely decided to go to California.
I've almost decided to go to California.
I've about decided to go to California.
I have halfway decided to go to California.
Seven, he didn't want to say anything to influence my decision.
He didn't want to say anything to affect my decision.
He didn't want to say anything to complicate my decision. Eight, she refuses to make up her mind.
She hates to make up her mind.
She doesn't like to make up her mind.
She's afraid to make up her mind.
She doesn't want to make up her mind. Nine, I assume you've decided against buying a new car.
I assume you've decided against going to the movies.
I assume you've decided against getting married this year.
I assume you've decided against taking my advice.
10. It took him a long time to make up his mind.
It took her a long time to make up her mind.
It took you a long time to make up your mind.
It took me a long time to make up my mind.
It took us a long time to make up our minds.
It took you a long time to make up your minds.
It took them a long time to make up their minds. 11. You can go whenever you wish.
You can go wherever you wish.
You can go at whatever time you wish.
You can go on whatever day you wish.
12. We're willing to accept your plan.
We're willing to adopt your plan.
We're willing to follow your plan.
We're willing to agree to your plan.
We're willing to approve your plan. 13. He knows it's inconvenient, but he wants to go anyway.
He knows it's expensive, but he wants to go anyway.
He knows it's dangerous, but he wants to go anyway.
He knows it's lonely, but he wants to go anyway.
14. According to Mr. Green, this is a complicated problem.
According to Mr. Green, this is a complicated issue.
According to Mr. Green, this is a complicated affair.
According to Mr. Green, this is a complicated situation.
15. She insists that it doesn't make any difference to her.
She insists that it doesn't matter to her.
She insists that it isn't important to her.
She insists that it doesn't mean anything to her.
She insists that it is all the same to her. 16. I assume you decided against going to the movies.
I gather you've decided against going to the movies.
I conclude you've decided against going to the movies. 17. She insists that it doesn't make any difference.
She keeps saying that it doesn't make any difference.
She tells everybody that it doesn't make any difference.
She agrees that it doesn't make any difference.
18. She decided against studying all afternoon.
She insisted on studying all afternoon.
She kept studying all afternoon.
She considered studying all afternoon.
19. He won't accept your decision.
He can't accept your decision.
He doesn't have to accept your decision.
He isn't willing to accept your decision.
20. This problem is complicated.
This problem is interesting.
This problem is difficult. 21. You've made the right choice.
You've made the best decision.
Listen and repeat the following sentences. 1. I'm anxious to know what your decision is.
I'm curious to know what your decision is.
I'm surprised to know what your decision is. 2. I'm confident you've made the right choice.
I'm sure you've made the right choice.
I'm positive you've made the right choice. 3. I want to persuade you to change your mind.
I want to get you to change your mind.
I want to beg you to change your mind. 4. Will you accept my advice?
Will you accept my decision?
Will you accept my judgment? 5. What have you decided? Will you tell me?
What has she decided? Will you tell me?
What has he decided? Will you tell me? 6. I've definitely decided to go to California.
I have almost decided to go to California.
I've about decided to go to California. 7. He didn't want to say anything to influence my decision.
He didn't want to say anything to affect my decision.
He didn't want to say anything to complicate my decision. 8. She refuses to make up her mind.
She hates to make up her mind.
She doesn't like to make up her mind. 9. I assume you've decided against buying a new car.
I assume you've decided against going to the movies.
I assume you've decided against getting married this year. 10. It took him a long time to make up his mind.
It took her a long time to make up her mind.
It took you a long time to make up your mind. 11. You can go whenever you wish.
You can go wherever you wish.
You can go at whatever time you wish. 12. We're willing to accept your plan.
We're willing to adopt your plan.
We're willing to follow your plan. 15. He knows it's inconvenient, but he wants to go anyway.
He knows it's expensive, but he wants to go anyway.
He knows it's dangerous, but he wants to go anyway. 14. According to Mr. Green, this is a complicated problem.
According to Mr. Green, this is a complicated issue.
15. She insists that it doesn't make any difference to her.
She insists that it doesn't matter to her.
16. I assume you decided against going to the movies.
I gather you've decided against going to the movies.
17. She insists that it doesn't make any difference.
She keeps saying that it doesn't make any difference.
18. She decided against studying all afternoon.
She insisted on studying all afternoon.
19. He won't accept your decision.
He can't accept your decision.
20. This problem is complicated.
This problem is interesting.
21. You've made the right choice.
You've made the best decision.
Conversation. Making decisions. Dialogue 1. Listen.
I can't make up my mind which car to buy, Jeff. Help me decide.
Personally, I like that green one, but I think you prefer the black car.
You're right. I like it very much. But the blue one is beautiful, too.
Yes, but it's more expensive. I don't want to influence you. You'll have to make up your own mind.
Every automobile here is nice. I don't know what to do.
Well, you'll have to make a decision.
Buying a toy car for my son is almost as difficult as buying a new family car. Now, repeat each sentence. I can't make up my mind which car to buy, Jeff. Help me decide.
Personally, I like that green one, but I think you prefer the black car.
You're right. I like it very much. But the blue one is beautiful too.
Yes, but it's more expensive. I don't want to influence you. You'll have to make up your own mind.
Every automobile here is nice. I don't know what to do.
Well, you'll have to make a decision.
Buying a toy car for my son is almost as difficult as buying a new family car.
Dialogue 2. Listen. What's the matter, Anne? Do you have a problem?
Yes. I have a chance to get another job, and I don't know what to do.
If it's a better job than you have now, take it. That's my advice.
It isn't as easy as that, Phyllis. I like the job I have now very much. The people in my office are very nice, and my work is interesting.
What about the salary? Would you get more money? That would influence me if I had to make a choice.
Yes, the salary is better. If I accept the job, I'll get more money right away. What should I do? I have to let them know my decision today.
You'll just have to decide for yourself, Anne. I'll be anxious to know what you do. I'd like to try to get that new job if you decide not to take it. Now, repeat each sentence. What's the matter, Anne? Do you have a problem?
Yes. I have a chance to get another job, and I don't know what to do.
If it's a better job than you have now, take it. That's my advice.
It isn't as easy as that, Phyllis. I like the job I have now very much. The people in my office are very nice, and my work is interesting.
What about the salary? Would you get more money? That would influence me if I had to make a choice.
Yes, the salary is better. If I accept the job, I'll get more money right away.